In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Well, I welcome all of you to our Mass this morning for the Easter Mass celebration, getting ready for the Easter break. These are unique circumstances, and circumstances we hope that we do not have to ever repeat again. This Mass I offer up for all of you, for your family, and your friends and your loved ones, that you will be healthy, be at peace with God, and for all of your intentions. As we begin this Mass, we remember that we are in the presence of Almighty God, no matter where we are, in all the houses that we're speaking to. We are in God's presence, the presence of a God who loves us and cares for us and who forgives. We have a God who forgives, his greatest act of love. So as we begin, let us acknowledge the fact of our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, grant us so to celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion, that we may merit to receive your pardon through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear me, O islands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain, and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as a servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Your name may rejoice all the day.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What are you going to do? Do quickly." Now, none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, got to get my book wherever I go. Before, I meant to say it in the introduction. I'm saying Mass at my parish where I live, St. Catherine of Siena. And it's a beautiful parish. I'm very happy to be there. I want to thank Father Rondica, who allowed me to use the church to make this video. So this is St. Catherine of Siena. You're all invited to come to see me every Sunday. But I know you have your own parishes, but I would love to see you here to pray together and praise Almighty God at Mass. Well, it is a strange circumstance that we have here. I hope you are all well. I hope you and your family are well. I hope that you're all doing well with this quarantine. I want to thank all the people who helped put this day together, the Media Club, Mr. Mangachi, the readers, and so many people, Mrs. Harkins, and so many people who put this together and worked hard. And the work is well worth it. Unbelievable what we're going through. Just think, in 5 days from now, you will be, and we will all be celebrating Easter. Easter, there's nothing bigger than Easter, and you won't be going to church. It's so interesting, so sad. The biggest feast of the year, Easter Sunday. It is the resurrection, the day that Jesus rises from the tomb and comes out and rises from the dead. St. John Paul II calls it the crowning truth of our faith. St. Paul says it's the resurrection, Jesus rising from the dead, It is the basis of the whole Christian faith. Without the resurrection, we have nothing. This day is so important. With the resurrection, we have everything. What do we have? We have everything. We have Jesus. That's who we have. We have Jesus. We know, one, I have faith in Jesus. He is risen. I believe Jesus is my God. Jesus is God, greater than death. I have hope. Jesus died for me. He loves me. I trust and hope in him. He will not let me down. He went through all of that for me. He will not let me down. I have hope in him. And I have love, because Jesus gave me love. Jesus loved me, I love in return. His grace strengthens me to love. His whole life was one of love. Faith, hope, and love we have. We can't ask for much more. This virus that we're going through, it's turned the world upside down. I can't believe how hard it is. Many people are struggling. And then some people are just getting by. It's very difficult. Sadness in many places and fear. People have died. People have died from this virus. And in our own community, people have died. This is a sad time. And it's a hard time for people to die now, especially, it's just so difficult because you can't be near them. No matter when a person dies in our family or loved one, it is never easy. It is so hard. However, when we think about it, and I've heard this said many times, when a person dies, I've heard their loved one say that they are in a better place. It's a consoling thing to hear. They are in a better place. The only reason why any person can really say that their loved one is in a better place is because Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus rose from the dead. He has power over life and death. He has made it sure, certain that there is the better place. We owe everything to Jesus. We do. That's my lesson. We owe everything to Jesus. And we should do this more often, and we don't. And I don't do it enough either. We don't pray enough. We don't thank Jesus enough. We should be doing it all the time. It should be like a habit to thank Jesus no matter what. Thank Jesus for everything, everything, because everything is a gift. And to be praying to him as much as we can. We got to get to know the man who died for us and rose from the dead, our God, our God. No one knows why these horrible things have happened in our times. These things like this have happened in the past too. I mean, these are very hard things. No one has the answers to these things. However, we do have the response, and the response is always to love. The response is always to be faithful to Jesus, to turn to Jesus and trust in him, and to love your neighbor. If your neighbor is hurting, we love them. We love them back, because that's what Jesus does. Even in his own life, he carried many crosses. He carried the cross and died on the cross. And he even forgave those who were crucifying him on the cross. Father, forgive them. He showed love. Our response in these difficult times is always to love and to never give up hope. We are a people of hope, people who are strong. We have a big cross to carry. This pandemic is something no one has ever imagined. It's a pretty big cross. We don't know how much longer it will be. Hopefully not much longer. But we put our trust in Jesus because he rose from the dead. We should be people full of confidence that he will get us through anything. Jesus rose from the dead 2,000 years ago, and he showed the world that he was greater than anything in it. No matter any disease there is, no matter what it is, he is greater than it. He rises from the dead. Greater than death, greater than sin. May we turn to Jesus, pray to him always, and be people who witness to the resurrection, who have great confidence and faith and hope in Jesus, and know that if we stick with him and keep on praying and keep on trusting in him, he will get us through anything, and we have nothing to fear. I hope you have a great Easter. It's unfortunate you can't have Easter Sunday the way it should be. You're not going to be able to visit family, and family can't visit you. It's hard. You know, it would be nice to make that day something special. You know, do something special. Maybe wear something nice to dinner. You know, you don't have to get all super dressed up, but look good for dinner for Easter Sunday. Maybe take a family picture. Hopefully it's a sunny, beautiful day. To make that day special, because that day is so special. The day that Jesus rose from the dead. The day that gives us all hope that we are greater than anything as long as we keep on loving. I wish you the very best this Easter. May God bless you all. Let us stand and offer our prayers to the Father. Our response is, Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for Pope Francis and the whole church, that we all grow in faith, hope, and love, and experience the joy of Easter. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all leaders, our president, governor, and mayor, that they may be guided by God's wisdom in this time of crisis. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the end of coronavirus. We also pray for the entire medical community and anyone continuing to work in vital sustaining occupations. May God bless them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all people, especially anyone in the Archbishop Wood community who are sick and suffering in any way. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died, especially Robert Mellish, the father of Morgan Mellish, Janine Meekum, the mother of Austin, Eric, and Holden, Regina Weinrich, the mother of Mrs. Pope, Thomas Bauer, the father-in-law of Mr. Zamaro, Sister Pat, the aunt of Ms. Blastic, and Annunciata Ferris, the mother of Mrs. Tetchy, and anyone in the Archbishop Wood community, may they rest peacefully in the kingdom of heaven. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.
I know I miss people, and I'm very sorry, but we also pray for grandmothers who have been grandparents who have passed away during this time and during the year. May God bless them and protect them, and all who have died, for the virus and whatever. May God give them peace, and may they enjoy the kingdom of heaven. We also pray for our own intentions, that God will answer our prayers we hold deep in our hearts. We ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Look favorably, O Lord, we pray, on these offerings of your family and to those you make partakers of these sacred gifts. Grant a share in their fullness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. Lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For the days of his saving passion and glorious resurrection are approaching, by which the pride of the ancient foe is vanquished, and the mystery of our redemption in Christ is celebrated. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Nelson, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. And all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace, everyone. We're forced not to touch each other. Please, everyone. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and the work of the Holy Spirit, through your death, gave life to the world, and free me by the promise of the Holy Body and blood from all my sins and every evil. Keep me. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Nourished by your saving gifts, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that by this same sacrament with which you fed us in this present age, you make us partakers of life eternal. Through Christ our Lord, amen. At this time, we're going to ask you to sit down and listen to a message from our principal, Mrs. Harkins.
As we gather today to pray during this holy season, this holy week, let us remember that Good Friday, Jesus suffered and died for us. If Jesus so loved us that he would suffer, he is certainly there for us during this very difficult time. And on Easter Sunday, as we celebrate the resurrection, as we celebrate rebirth and newness, let us remember that Jesus will be there to take us through to the other side of this this coronavirus pandemic. We are blessed to be able to be together, to be able to pray together, and to continue to take comfort in knowing that we are loved and supported by our Lord Jesus. Please continue to pray, and while we will not be able to be together at church, let us spend time in prayer and reflection during this time of Easter. At this time, as we approach these holidays, I typically encourage you to spend time with your families. I am sure you have all spent a lot of time with your family, maybe too much time, but do treasure being with your family and sharing these times with your family. I also want to thank all in the Wood community, all of the students, the administration, the faculty, the staff, everyone, for all the hard work that they have put in during this time. It has not been easy, but there has been a tremendous amount of support, and many, many good things have come out of this. I have enjoyed each day watching the announcements, what the TV studio, the media club is doing. I especially thank Father Paul for his nightly prayer services, for Mr. Mangachi for bringing so many activities together, for the Student Council and Mrs. Kaspersky. This has been the work of many, many people. We thank them, thank Mr. Donovan and Mr. Gehagen, and we look forward to being back together. Let us take this opportunity to continue to pray for an end to the coronavirus, for the health of everyone, and for our speedy return to our beloved halls of Archbishop Wood. Have a very blessed Easter.
Thank you, Mrs. Harkins. And again, I wish all of you a wonderful Easter. God's blessings for all of you. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Bow down for the blessing. May at your mercy, O God, cleanse the people that are subject to you from all seduction of former ways and make them capable of new holiness. Through Christ our Lord, amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth. The Mass is ended. Thanks be to God.